70 years ago today, a rangy gray and white rabbit chewing on a carrot like a cigar made his first real appearance in a cartoon short. It was directed by the legendary Tex Avery, called A Wild Hare. And you can probably guess which rabbit we're talking about.
What's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny, born in Brooklyn in a tunnel beneath Ebbets Field, home of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Mel Blanc says he intended Bugs' voice to have a Flatbush accent, which is a combination of both the Brooklyn and the Bronx flavors. But before he said, "What's up, Doc?" the bunny was known for a catchphrase that originated with Groucho Marx.
Of course, you know, this means war.
We're celebrating his 70th birthday today with Will Friedwald. He's the co-author, along with Jerry Beck, of Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies, a complete illustrated guide to the Warner Brothers cartoons. Good morning, Will.
Hey, this is the day. This is B-Day. 70 years ago, he was unleashed upon the world, an unsuspecting world.
How are you marking the day?
I guess we're all putting on our rabbit ears and doing the
eating
bunny
carrots.
Hop.
That's one geriatric rabbit.
So Will,
70 years young, by golly.
Respondents,
there's one really early cartoon where they look into the future, and to them, the most unimaginable year in the distant future was 2000. You know,
right? That was like when they were going to be floating on Mars with Marvin the Martian, right?
Exactly. It's a different future than the one they imagined, I guess. Yeah.
So Bugs Bunny was chosen by respondents to surveys as the greatest cartoon character of all time, above even Mickey Mouse, which I think surprises a lot of people. What do you think pops Bugs up to the top?
Three-dimensional personality-wise. I mean, way before Avatar, the character started off with a bang. You know, in the World War II period, he's very fresh and brash and very all-American, very gung-ho, he's an underdog who's at the same time, you know, a wise-ass. And that's something we all could relate to at that point. But the character kept constantly evolving. And I think that's the real key, is that there was not a lot of, like, corporate interference from, like, the upper levels of management. They just let the directors and the writers go where they wanted to go with the character. And, of course, he evolves not only over the decades, but between one director and one writer to another. They have these very different, yet somehow consistent images of the character, and they're often in conflict with each other, but at the same time, it's consistent, and it just adds to the different levels. I mean, Bugs is just so many different things. There's just so much depth and richness there.
Well, Will, you know, along with his representing kind of the American character, that included the good, bad, and the ugly, and that included a number of cartoons, which they don't show anymore because they're considered to be racist and offensive. Does that mar the legacy of Bugs Bunny?
Well, I don't think it's really, you know, pertinent to Bugs himself or to the filmmakers. I think that's just the attitude of the time as, you know, reflected as sort of, you know, a symptom of it more than the cause of it. I mean, if you look at, and again, I don't think it speaks to anything other than that. I mean, somebody like Judy Garland appears in blackface in one of her films, in Babes on Broadway, and Judy Garland was a known liberal and, you know, a supporter of the Kennedys and everything like that, and I'm sure that by 1960 she was embarrassed by the fact that she had been in blackface, you know, 20 years earlier. So it was just really the attitude of the time. We certainly can't say that he transcended that in a way we wish that he had, but you know, at the same time, it's not really, I don't think it means that, you know, Bugs was looking for the Ku Klux Klan vote.
That's right. Seven decades on, still as beloved as ever. Bugs Bunny, 70 years old today. Will Friedwald was the co-author, along with Jerry Beck, of Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.